ABC News.
The US President Donald Trump says he's deploying thousands and thousands of armed soldiers and police to quell riots in several cities. Standing outside a church in Washington, D.C. a short time ago, President Trump held up a Bible and said, "We have the greatest country in the world. I'm going to keep it nice and safe." Earlier, he told state governors they must dominate the protests. The president also says he's going to declare Antifa a terrorist organisation. Questions remain over just how he'll do that legally and how he will define what Antifa is. Dr. Mark Bray is an historian of human rights, terrorism and politics at Rutgers University and the author of Antifa, the Anti-Fascist Handbook.
Antifa is short for anti-fascist in a variety of languages, and it traces its origins back 100 years to the radicals in Europe who resisted Mussolini in Italy or Hitler in Germany. But in more recent years, in Europe, the U.S., and Australia, among other parts of the world, you've seen a kind of new kind of militant anti-fascism focused on pan-radical left resistance to the far right based on direct action principles rather than relying on the police or the courts to stop them. And so I think, in short, you can understand it as a kind of politics of revolutionary self-defense, not one specific unitary organization, as President Trump has made people believe.
So in that regard, how do they operate if they're not, you know, they're not a club, they're not a group, they don't have a particular label, as we've seen on the far right, they come under different banners. So how does the Antifa movement operate in that sense?
Well, you know, the individual groups are organized and have their own members and principles and activities. It's just that there is, you know, it's sort of, I compared it online to bird watching, right? Bird watching is not a club, but there are bird watching clubs. Antifa itself is not a club, but there are Antifa groups. And sometimes the groups network, share resources, share information. They spend a lot of their time monitoring what far-right groups are doing, finding out who they are, where they work, to try and discredit them, ostracize them in their communities. So this has been, you know, a kind of politics that has come to the fore in the United States since Donald Trump's election, with the growth of the alt-right over the last few years. And really, there's a lot of misunderstanding in the public about what it is and is not.
So do these Antifa groups operate in an opposite sense, but the same way as right-wing groups?
Well, there are some right-wing groups that sort of have their own small way of organizing, but they tend to be more hierarchical. They tend to like the idea of leadership and following orders and aspire towards kind of hierarchical organization, which is different. And of course, their activities are a bit different. Their goals are, of course, very different. But you know, I guess you could make some sort of argument that groups that are outside of the mainstream share certain kinds of traits, but I think the comparison's limited.
Do they incite violence?
Sometimes, yeah. I mean, so to explain the relationship between Antifa and violence, it's important to start in terms of how they understand history, right? They see resistance to Hitler, Mussolini, Franco, and so forth as having been historically necessary. They see the European left as having taken the threat of fascism seriously too late. And so after World War II, in recent decades, anti-fascists around the world have committed themselves to being prepared in advance of that kind of threat. And they believe fascism to be an inherently violent and aggressive form of racism and authoritarianism. And so they believe self-defense to be important in fighting it. Sometimes what I call even preemptive self-defense of shutting down a Ku Klux Klan rally or a neo-Nazi rally before it can get going in order to prevent these groups from expanding their reach into society.
We can't tell how the future is going to view these sorts of movements, but from an historical point of view, Antifa movements would be viewed very differently to right-wing groups.
As they should. I mean, you know, listeners can make up their own minds about what kinds of protest tactics are legitimate or not, but it is important to distinguish between groups who pursue these actions in support of creating a world free of racism and oppression versus those who are white supremacists and want to see non-white people be subservient or killed. Like, those are very stark differences.
So with the US president announcing that he's going to declare Antifa a terrorist organization, how will that actually work?
Well, I don't think it'll actually happen. Believe it or not, a lot of things that President Trump says are bluster. He doesn't follow through on it. He and other Republican politicians have made similar claims over the past few years without any follow through. And it's not clear to me that legally that can be done. I think the kind of statutes that he's sort of referring to vaguely really apply to foreign groups or groups with like very clear foreign, a very clear foreign origin. I think really the purpose is more to delegitimize the massive black-led rebellion that's ongoing in the United States against white supremacist policing.
And with your global perspective of the Antifa movement, is it growing in numbers? And how does what is happening in the U.S. compare to what is happening in Europe and other places?
Well, you know, the tradition in Europe, for example, is much older and more widespread, and knowledge of these groups is deeper. In the U.S., this kind of militant anti-fascist politics really originated in the late 80s into the 90s, but most Americans didn't really know about it until the last couple of years. Certainly the current groups that exist originated in 2016, 2017, to a large extent, in response to the growth of the alt-right, and that's when Americans learned about them. It's hard to say at the moment exactly whether the number of people participating is growing or declining or what, but regardless, these are small groups. They don't reflect the kind of, you know, massive, ominous threat that Trump and Republican politicians have ascribed to it.
And what do you know of the Antifa movement in Australia?
Frankly, my research for my book was about Europe and North America, so I don't know a lot about it. But I know that there are groups that have been active there for some time.
That's Dr. Mark Bray, author of Antifa, the Anti-Fascist Handbook, and historian of human rights, terrorism and politics at Rutgers University.
ABC News.